When I married the writer Julius Lester in 1962, I knew our interracial union was illegal in some states, yet living in New York, I wasn't worried. Even when our parents wouldn't come to our wedding, I shrugged it off. Only when the civil rights movement exploded and Julius went south did I understand the danger of Southern laws. We could be arrested or killed if we traveled together. One biracial Virginia couple, Mildred and Richard Loving, had been jailed for marrying and threatened with prison if they didn't leave Virginia. So they left and sued. 5 years into my marriage, on June 12, 1967, I was listening to the radio when I heard, in Loving versus Virginia, the Supreme Court ruled state bans on interracial marriage are unconstitutional. I screamed, startling our daughter. "Oh, don't cry, baby," I said. "We're legal now." 48 years later, on another June day, the Supreme Court again ruled on a landmark marriage case, this time for same-sex couples. By then, I'd been in a long relationship with Carol Johnson. As we watched Justice Kennedy deliver the court's majority opinion, we wept. Our California marriage would be nationally recognized, and the court repeatedly cited Loving as establishing the right to choose a marriage partner. This June 12th, celebrated as Loving Day to honor the historic ruling, I thank Mildred and Richard Loving for insisting on their right to love. Their emblematic name is not a coincidence, because truly, they left a deeply loving legacy. With a perspective, this is Joan Steino Lester.